Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Good Friday afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. We do appreciate you having us on today. Let's go ahead and jump in and take care of the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, a piece of Pensacola's history was saved from destruction. On Thursday, the Architectural Review Board denied a demolition permit for a 133-year-old property. This is at the corner of North 6th Avenue and Jackson Street. Developers from Eight Door Properties wanted to take down that structure and build two new homes. That home, by the way, built in 1892. Well, Escambia deputies have increased patrols during Pensacola Beach spring break weeks. Yeah, keeping extra eyes on those spring breakers. During spring break weeks, the beach substation will have anywhere from 3 to 8 deputies on beach patrol, depending on the crowds. And FWC conducting 3 virtual meetings for public feedback on a possible black bear hunt here in Florida. The Zoom meeting, scheduled for April 2nd, 3rd, and 5th, will discuss proposals based on meetings with stakeholders groups. The proposals for a highly regulated black bear hunt will be presented to FWC commissioners in May.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
A pair of Republican-led measures to rename the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America are set to head to the House floor after advancing through the House State Affairs Committee. One bill requires state agencies and schools to update educational materials to reflect the name change, while another seeks to amend 52 sections of state law accordingly. If approved by the legislature and signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, the changes could take effect as early as July 1st.
512 News Radio 92.3, the wife of a Florida doctor found dead in a mansion. This happened over a decade ago. Is ordered to pay a $200 million fee to his children. Gary Baumgarten has more from Miami.
This after a civil court finding that 64-year-old Rebecca Schwartz is responsible for her husband's death. 74-year-old Dr. Stephen Schwartz was found dead in his garage after being shot twice. Although there were never any criminal charges, a civil wrongful death lawsuit determined she killed or participated in the killing of the well-known kidney specialist. She was accused of embezzling money from her husband for years. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And help is on the way if you've ever wondered if your home is in a hot spot for termites. UF Dr. Thomas Chavanc has created an online termite distribution map, updated in real time, to determine what species you may be dealing with. He says this will give you more awareness and therefore better protection, and says South Florida especially is dealing with serious risks because of an explosion of invasive termites which usually swarm the area from March until May.
And once again, if your spring break plans include a road trip down to the Florida Keys, keep a close eye on active wildfires. Road closures and smoke remain potential problems as firefighters with the Florida Forest Service continues to battle the blazes. A red flag warning for critical fire conditions is in effect, by the way, for all of South Florida.
And the acting head of the Federal Immigration Service, Todd Lyons, is praising the arrest of a Venezuelan gang member in Florida today. Representatives with ICE say that Franklin Jose Jimenez Braco was arrested today. He's affiliated with Tren de Aragua, which the government has labeled a foreign terrorist organization. It's being hailed as the first in the nation under the Alien Enemies Act. Governor Ron DeSantis says that Jimenez Braco was wanted as a human trafficker and smuggler.
Okay, we were talking about those wildfires down in South Florida. Mm-hmm. Even Brown just checked in a few moments ago with this latest story update on those fires.
A wildfire burning through 25,000 acres near Homestead, Florida, between the Florida Keys and Miami, is only about a third contained, according to firefighters in Florida's Forest Service. Warnings about air quality are posted advising people with respiratory ailments to remain indoors or keep windows closed. The fire is prompting sporadic road closures along US 1, impacting travel between the mainland and the Keys. Dry and windy conditions are expected to continue, making conditions ripe for brush fires. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And authorities in St. Lucie County arrested a man who threatened President Trump and possessed guns and more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition. The suspect is identified as 42-year-old Kendall Aaron Todd. Officials were monitoring the man for several days before they arrested him on Monday. The St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office says online threats were posted that included a plan to kill the president on live television.
University of South Florida under investigation by the U.S. Department of Education for awarding race-based scholarships. The feds maintain USF is in violation as it receives federal funds and promotes the McKnight Scholarship. The scholarship provides funding exclusivity for full-time students who are African-American or Hispanic. The investigation is part of a continuing effort to eliminate DEI on college campuses.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road. This is going to be if you're traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10. Got some backups there. Also have a little bit on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. And on we did have some on the Var Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has seemingly cleared up. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 61 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, going to have highs in the mid to low 70s. Should be sunny, mostly clear.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Stocks ending up, snapping a four-week losing streak. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks pairing from earlier big losses and ending in the green after President Trump said there will be flexibility on his reciprocal tariff plan. And Boeing a big winner today on Wall Street, with its stock rising 4% after the Pentagon awarded the plane maker with a key new contract to build the latest generation of jet fighters over rival Lockheed Martin. Shares of Lockheed Martin fell over 5% on the news. The Dow winners, Boeing, Apple, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Nike, Home Depot, and Visa. The Dow up 32 points, the NASDAQ higher by 92, S&P 500 up 5. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
5:16 here. We'll take a bit of a quick break, a bit earlier than usual, because we do have a sit-down with Pensacola International's Matt Coughlin. He's going to be joining us in just a few minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flags Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
522 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is a beauty of a Friday afternoon, and what a way to welcome in a new airline to Pensacola. We're talking about Contour Airlines. Don't know much about them. Let's go to Matt Coughlin. He joins us this afternoon, Executive Director of Pensacola International. Matt, how you doing today?
Good. How are you doing, Chris?
We're doing pretty darn nice. It's just such a beautiful day out there. And I was really intrigued when I received the presser from Bryant Liggett on your staff there about Contour Airlines. Got to admit, this is new to me and their service to Muscle Shoals. First of all, their background. Who is Contour Airlines?
So they're a regional airline. They have different networks. They have one down here in the southeast. Basically, they're out of Charlotte, so they'll do Muscle Shoals out of Charlotte, and they're coming down here to Pensacola. This, I believe, is the first Florida destination for them, so it'll tie in nicely with the regional network that goes up into Charlotte. They do have separate networks, one up in Chicago, Dallas, and I believe out in Phoenix, too. So the goal here would be, obviously, this is a great start, and to get them in the door here. And if it's successful, what I'd like to do is get a little bit more regional service down here. Namely, intra-Florida would be nice for us, too. Right. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, and we look forward to having them on board, and we'll try to grow it.
You know, I looked at some of their fleet pictures. They got some slick looking little airplanes. Are those the Boeing 717s, or what are they?
No, they're the Embraer regional jets.
Okay.
The 135s, 140, 145. The smaller one holds, like, I think it's like 37 passengers, and up towards the 145, a whole about 50 passengers. They're nice jets.
Okay, service starting tomorrow. You have a big affair, 215, over in the second level of the main terminal building. What's going to be happening tomorrow?
Sure, they're going to be coming into Gate 9, their first flight, their maiden flight. They're actually going to have some of their company leadership, Dave Woodard, who's their VP of Airport Ops. He'll be there. Lee Harris, who's their Executive Vice President of Flight Ops, he'll be there. And they're actually going to take the flight down, and
nice.
And we'll welcome them here and show them the facility. They'll be at Gate 9 and show them around a little bit, and then they'll probably hop back on the same flight and head back home.
Okay, do they do the fire hose thing when the plane comes up to the gate?
Yeah, oftentimes we do. We got to work that out with our aircraft rescue and firefighting tomorrow, and see what we can do there. But yeah, that's often the case.
When an airline such as Contour says we would like to target Pensacola as a potential destination, a lot of studies go behind that in terms of economic studies.
Sure. So they do their own, obviously, research, and we do our research. And what happens is, a lot of times we meet up, you know, if we see an opportunity there from a data standpoint, we'll reach out to airlines. Todd Payne, who's our air service development guy, he's got contacts with all the airlines, and what they do, it's a relationship. And we work with airlines that don't even operate here, we're talking to all the time. And that's kind of the background, what's going on there. So, you know, an airline's got an opportunity, they may reach out to us, we may reach out to them, we'll share data. If it's a smart move, and they have the assets and they have the resources to put towards it, they'll do it.
You know, I like their schedule. They're flying on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but the departure and arrival times is what I really like. You can depart Muscle Shoals around 12:50, get into Pensacola at 2:15. They turn that one around, Pensacola back up to Muscle Shoals at 3, and it gets up there at 4:25. Those are some pretty good times.
They are. They're right, you know, right in the middle of the day or the early afternoon, and they're pretty quick. You know, I think it's 12:50 to 2:15, you said, on the way down. I would venture to say that's even a shorter flight. It's probably a little time built in there. It's not that far away. So I wouldn't be surprised if you find yourself here 15 minutes early.
Okay, I got to ask you this, and this has nothing to do with the Muscle Shoals and Contour Airlines, but what is the story on a Silver coming up out of Orlando?
So Silver's got some issues now. They're currently in bankruptcy. They're protected. They're still operating here with their Tampa line.
Right.
We did get notification a few weeks ago, it was over the weekend, that they were going to seize the Orlando flight, and those are decisions that, you know, they're making as required, you know, kind of fight their way through bankruptcy, restructure, reorganize, whatever they see as a path forward.
Matt, when something like this happens, it leaves a void for our service in and out of, especially an important city like Orlando. Will another airline take that place, or will they increase their frequency, another airline increase their flight frequency?
Yeah, and I think you're already seeing that, maybe with not that route, but some other ones.
The Tampa route.
So, you know, the airlines compete, right? And they see something like that happen, and again, back to the assets and resources, if they have them, if they see a void or an opportunity there, they're going to jump on it.
Hey, listen, always appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy, and thanks for squeezing us in this afternoon.
Well, I appreciate it, and you guys have a great weekend, okay?
You as well. Matt Coughlin, executive director out there at Pensacola International, always a great opportunity to chat with him and get caught up in terms of what's going on at PNS.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We did have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10, but that's looking pretty minor. Same with I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 61 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, going to have highs in the mid to low 70s, and both are going to be sunny, mostly clear, beautiful days.
527 News Radio 92.3. President Trump, his administration, and allies are now targeting federal judges. Chad Pergram explains why in the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Elon Musk and some congressional Republicans have demanded impeachment of federal judges who have ruled against the Trump administration's moves to dismantle entire government agencies. Musk lambasted judges as, quote, corrupt, radical, evil. He also derided, quote, the tyranny of the judiciary after judges blocked parts of the federal downsizing effort that he's led. But recent attacks by lawmakers and Musk on judges could increase a rise in threats for those jurists, could also jeopardize the judicial independence of the federal courts. In his end-of-the-year report last December, U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts warned about a rising number of threats that included calls for violence against judges and dangerous suggestions by elected officials to disregard court rulings with which they disagree. Musk and Republican lawmakers have described judges as threats to democracy. Several federal judges in Washington have received pizzas sent anonymously to their homes, which is being interpreted by law enforcement as a form of intimidation meant to convey that a target's address is known. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And President Trump appears to be open to the U.S. accepting associate membership in the British Commonwealth. On Truth Social earlier today, the president shared a link to a report from The Sun about King Charles III preparing a secret offer involving the U.S. becoming an associate member of the international organization. In his post, Trump said, "I love King Charles. Sounds good to me." The Commonwealth was created in 1926 and currently has 56 member states, most of which are former British colonies.
Well, the Democratic National Committee on Thursday made an investment in two April special House races here in Florida. With additional funding, the DNC will mobilize voters and volunteers on the state's first and sixth congressional districts. Both districts are Republican-based and will be an uphill climb for the Democrats.
Righty, and a Ukrainian citizen arrested for attempted murder in Orange County. The man was apprehended by U.S. Customs and Border Protection with an active felony in Florida after being denied entry into Canada. The Orange County Sheriff's Office said he is suspected of firing a gun at two people who claimed they didn't know him.
Okay, don't forget, tomorrow, the Sound of Blues will fill the air at the first Belmont DeVillers. Street Market Party gets underway at 3 o'clock. Food, music, vendors take advantage of this. Belmont Street, by the way, closed during that event.
I'm John Saucier. The White House challenging the decision of a district court judge to block deportation flights of alleged gang members. The president responding to questions about whether he has the authority to conduct these flights.
They're tough people. They're bad people. We don't want them in our country. We can't let a judge say that he wants them. You know, he didn't run for president. He didn't get much more than 80 million votes. And we just can't let that happen. It'd be so bad for our country.
Judge Boasberg says the Trump administration missed a court deadline to disclose details about the flights. The president is defending his actions, describing the Venezuelan gang trend of Aragua's actions as an invasion. ACLU lawyer Lee Gerland claims many on those flights were not part of the gang.
And so I think what we're going to see are many, many people being falsely accused of being a member of this gang. And what that means is they could end up in El Salvador in prison for a year, 2 years of their whole life.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Johnson & Johnson plans to spend over $55 billion to build multiple plants in the U.S. as threats of drug import duties from the Trump administration hang. The new plants will be built over the span of 4 years, and the drug and device maker said the investment it represents a 25% increase compared to the last 4 years. Nike shares fell more than 7%, hitting a fresh 52-week low in trading today, placing the company's market value well below $100 million. Nike shares are now down about 11% year-to-date, losing 33% in value over the past 12 months. Stocks were higher today, with the Dow gaining 32 points, the S&P 500 was up slightly, and the Nasdaq grew by 0.5%. U.S. crude oil futures for May are up slightly, sitting just above $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
2:49 to play. We've got a game. 65-59 Carolina, only down by six. Let's check the attendance. Sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats is delivering game day deals from hundreds of your local favorites all week. Order now on Uber Eats. Product availability varies by region. Set and see the app for details. There are 16,899 in attendance here in Milwaukee. Pretty good number here at Fiserv Forum, and they have made their presence felt in this second half.
They certainly have, and they have helped helped North Carolina do a lot of things. One is get back in this rebounding game, because that's where they were losing this game, and that was such a big part of it. But just the momentum swung when they started to take advantage of the switches, when they started to attack, and they started to turn Ole Miss over. They've got 14 turnovers in this game, and they have scored 16 points off those 14.
This would be the second largest comeback, tied for it in NCAA tournament history. 22 points. Carolina enter it, right block. Lubin clears the space and floats it home with a right hand. 65-61, Tar Heels within two possessions.
Hubert Davis does a great job of running actions out of the middle, whether it's that loop across, whether it's a Spain action. So good at finding a way to get into the middle of the paint. Great play for Van Allen Lubin.
Lubin 6-for-6. Brakefield looking to drive on him down the right alley. Got caught up about 15 feet away. Bounce it right back. He gets it from Davis. Short corner. Brakefield faces. Drives baseline. Lubin forced him inside. Blocked him inside. Lubin got a hand on it. Loose ball. Finds Barnes and he's fouled. Ole Miss will get...
Hey, Northwest Florida. Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The 6th annual Axles for Alzheimer's and Kids All-Wheel Show benefiting the Alzheimer's Association and the Gulf Coast Kids House is Saturday at Marcus Point Baptist Church. See Axles for Alzheimer's on Facebook for more. The inaugural Wine on the Water Food and Wine Festival is Saturday at Maritime Park benefiting Sacred Heart Foundation. For tickets and info, see givesacredheart.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Last Saturday night, severe weather threatened the Gulf Coast.
The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for Baldwin, Alabama, Escambia, Florida.
When warnings go up, News Radio 92.3's full team coverage goes into overdrive.
Along with our news partners at WEAR Channel 3.
We're all under that tornado warning, and so that is why we are going to be taking every storm that moves through our area tonight very seriously.
When you need to know, News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I love you so, hey, that's what you'll say.
That's what you'll say.
You'll tell me, baby, baby, please don't go away.
Don't go away.
But when I play,
when I play,
I never stay.
I never stay.
So every girl that I meet, yeah, this is what I say. Run away.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
537 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price leading you into a... what we say, a one beautiful weekend projected to be out there. Austin's all over this. He'll have an update for us in just a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead and drop it and do the top three trending stories for you this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, FWC conducting that three virtual meetings series for public feedback on a possible bear hunt, black bear hunt here in Florida. The Zoom meeting scheduled for April 2nd, 3rd, and 5th will discuss proposals based on meetings with stakeholders groups. Now, the proposals for a highly regulated black bear hunt will be presented to FWC commissioners, and that should happen in May. Sample ballots for the April 1st special general election have been mailed. Vote-by-mail ballots must be returned to the Supervisor of Elections office no later than 7 o'clock on Election Day. If you want to receive your ballot in the mail, visit escambiavotes.gov/vote-by-mail or give them a call, 850-595-595. 3,900. And Escambia deputies have increased patrols along Pensacola Beach to keep extra eyes on spring breakers. During spring break weeks, the beach substation will have anywhere from 3 to 8 deputies on beach patrol, just depending on the crowds.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Alrighty, just giving you a very quick March Madness update. We got our second half of the round of 64 getting underway today. Only one game on right now, and it's all but over. About 4 minutes to go. Maryland beating Grand Canyon. That's a 4 beating a 13 by 29 points, 74 to 45. Next game to tip will be top-seeded Florida Gators taking on number 16 Norfolk State at 5:50, just in over 10 minutes on TNT. And the biggest matchup we've had today, or biggest surprise rather, number 12 beating number 5. That's Colorado State over Memphis, 78 to 70. If you want to keep up with March Madness, ESPN Pensacola is your home for the tournament. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
NBA, NC2A, NHL, all coming up. Fox Sports with Jared Max.
Fox Sports Update.
16 teams advanced. 16 are out of the brackets. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Welcome to day number 2 of the first round of the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Only a few upsets on day 1. In the Midwest region bracket, the number 12 seed McNeese knocked off 5th seed Clemson 69-67. The McNeese Cowboys scored their first NCAA tournament win and will face 4th seed Purdue tomorrow. The Boilermakers defeated High Point 75-63. The 11th seed in the West region, Drake University, upended 6th seed Missouri 67-57. The Drake Bulldogs advanced to the second round against 3rd seed Texas Tech tomorrow. Drake seeks its first trip to the Sweet 16 since 1971. Texas Tech beat UNC Wilmington 82-72. Hall of Fame coaches Rick Pitino and John Calipari will square off in the second round. Former rivals in the Bluegrass State when Pitino coached Louisville and Calipari, Kentucky. Now Pitino at St. John's, Calipari at Arkansas. Thursday, Calipari's Razorbacks team, the 10th seed of the West Region, defeated 7th seed Kansas, coached by Bill Self, 79-72. St. John's last night fell behind Omaha 7-0 and then outscored the Mavericks by 37 points the rest of the game. 83-53, St. John's against Arkansas tomorrow. Other winners on the first day of the brackets, top seeds Auburn and Houston. Tennessee, Wisconsin, Texas A&M, Michigan, BYU, UCLA, Creighton, and Gonzaga. First of 16 games today, 12:15 Eastern Time.
Score! Alex Ovechkin puts 3 of a kind into the chase. That's 8-8-8.
On Monumental Sports Network, Alex Ovechkin scored the 888th goal of his NHL career to get within 7 of breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time record. Capitals beat the Flyers 3-2 and became the first NHL team to clinch a playoff spot. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Florida State Seminoles hosting its annual Pro Day for 18 of their football players. The special day gives them a chance to showcase their talent in front of almost 2 dozen pro football teams. A potential first-round pick, Azariah Thomas, is one of the biggest names drawing attention. The defensive back rising as a potential late first-round pick in the NFL draft.
542, News Radio 92.3, 8 o'clock tonight. Flag drops at 5 Flag. 3 nights of racing out there at Pine Forest Road. And while we're cranking up our engines, the NASCAR Cup Series driver looking for his first win hits the jackpot in Vegas. Joe Morgan has a recap and Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
Josh Berry has had success at Las Vegas Motor Speedway during his career, winning twice in a NASCAR Xfinity Series car. And his experience at the track helped him to his first NASCAR Cup Series victory in the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube.
What an unbelievable day for this car and that driver, Josh Berry.
Josh Berry and the Wood Brothers win in Las Vegas.
Sound courtesy of FS1, Berry became the 4th straight Wood Brothers Racing driver to earn his first cup win in the number 21 Ford. Berry beat out Daniel Suarez after a restart with 19 laps to go, so Berry pulling away for a convincing victory. Ryan Preece, William Byron, and Ross Chastain rounded out the top 5. Christopher Bell finished 12th as he failed in his attempt to become the first driver to win 4 straight cup races since Jimmy Johnson accomplished the feat in 2007. The Cup Series now heads to Florida for the Straight Talk Wireless 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway. Race time is scheduled for 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty. And Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever and Angel Reese's Chicago Sky making WNBA history this upcoming season. Their June 7th game at Chicago's United Center will air in primetime on CBS. It will be the first WNBA regular season game on broadcast TV in primetime in league history. The same two teams will air on CBS in primetime again on August 9th in Indianapolis. The Sky and Fever will meet for the season opener on May 17th on ABC.
Okay, don't forget, Pensacola, we're talking the Ice Flyers here, returns to home ice tonight and tomorrow night, facing the Birmingham Bulls. Then on Sunday, Pensacola faces Peoria. Puck drop 7:05 tonight, tomorrow night in the Bay Center, 4:05 on Sunday.
All right. And, you know, speaking of hockey, the Washington Capitals picked up a 3-2 win over the Philadelphia Flyers at Capital One Arena Thursday with all eyes on Alex Ovechkin. The Cap star opened to scoring with the 888th goal of his career, putting him just 7 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. Washington returns to the ice on Saturday hosting the Florida Panthers.
Border Patrol officials in San Diego getting some really incredible information updates on border crossings. Christian Goodwin has more on this trending story.
Acting San Diego Border Patrol Chief Jeffrey Stalnaker says over 6 miles of concertina wire and an increase of military personnel have led to a significant decrease of illegal entries at the sector.
Almost halfway through the current fiscal year, we have apprehended just over 43,000 illegal aliens. That is over a 70% decrease from the same time last year.
Noting last year at this time, there were between 1,200 to 1,400 entries a day, also acknowledging an increase of support from federal prosecutors.
They have accepted over 1,000 criminal cases this fiscal year alone.
Noting there are over 1,900 agents and about 750 DOD personnel currently working at the sector. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Still have some minor backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also, maybe a very slight bit on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. As for the weather, at least in a local snapshot, 61 degrees, low of 50 tonight. This weekend going to be a beautiful pair of days. Sunny, mostly clear, highs in the mid to low 70s.
547 News Radio 92.3. Spring bringing cold weather and storms to the central U.S. Not here. We have beautiful weather here. Janice Dean is all over the story for us.
It may say the first day of spring on the calendar, but we have a winter storm cranked up, bringing heavy snow and blizzard conditions for parts of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Winds should die down later today after several inches of snow, rough travel conditions, and the risk of power outages across the area. Meanwhile, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible for parts of Illinois and Indiana. High fire danger continues over the Plain States with dry conditions and strong winds, while heavy rain moves into the Northwest and New England. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, another cell phone network has introduced satellite service, becoming a very common trend today. Eben Brown has more.
Verizon is beginning to roll out its competitor service to T-Mobile's satellite texting, partnering with AST SpaceMobile. The Verizon service will work for its customers who use Android phones, such as the Samsung Galaxy S25. T-Mobile surprised many in the U.S. when offering its satellite texting to any phone on any carrier in a special pilot program. T-Mobile partnered with Elon Musk's Starlink. Cellular networks are turning to satellites as an easier way to eliminate dead spots and provide coverage in remote areas. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a food delivery company and finance company joining forces. Delivery app DoorDash announced a partnership with Klarna. That's a buy now, pay later app. The announcement didn't specify a start date, but said the two companies will begin working together in the coming months.
DEI changes coming to J.P. Morgan. Lillian Wu has the story.
J.P. Morgan Chase changes the name of its diversity programs from DEI for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion to
DOI. That's Diversity, Opportunity, and Inclusion.
Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, which broke news of the changes. A note sent by COO Jen Piepsack to employees says the bank remains committed to its belief in the power of a diverse workforce, merit-based hiring, and does not have illegal quotas or pay incentives. The note also says the bank is planning to reduce trainings while maintaining a focus on high-quality offerings. The move and that of other banks come amid anti-DEI actions by the Trump administration. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the Department of Justice removing disability guidelines for U.S. businesses. A press release announcing the decision says it was made to not only comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, but also combat the cost of living crisis. Nearly half of the guidelines being rescinded had been implemented in response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Here's an interesting story that we're following for you this afternoon. National car shopping site Edmunds is telling Reuters that a record number of Tesla owners have turned in their electric vehicles this month. Wall Street analysts looking at it totally in a different kind of direction here. Yeah, they're seeing this as a downside, but they also see a huge potential for new customers.
Tesla cars from the model year 2017 or newer accounted for 1.4% of all the vehicles traded in until March 15th, which compares with just 0.4% in the period last year. The numbers exclude trade-ins for new purchases of Teslas or other EVs from other direct-to-consumer brands. Though analysts at TD Cowen tell Barron's, Tesla could theoretically gain a bigger pool of buyers from CEO Elon Musk's red tilt. Their research says if Tesla were to lose share in blue counties but gain in red, Tesla could actually net meaningful sales gains over time. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll tackle some health news for you. And if there's time towards the end of the hour, we may throw in a bit more lighthearted, frivolous stuff. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
The Bayou Hills Run, the official 5K and 10K City of Pensacola Championships, is back on March 29th at beautiful Bayview Park. It's called the Bayou Hills Run for a reason. These hills are no joke, but push through and you'll be rewarded with an epic post-race party the whole family will love. Sign up now at BayouHillsRun.org. The course takes you along scenic Bayou Tahar, winding through East Hill's stunning tree-lined streets before finishing back at the park. Every finisher in the 5K, 10K, and kids run gets a medal. And once you cross that finish line, celebrate with great food, drinks, music, and plenty of fun for the whole family, including a playground for the kids. Race day is March 29th, so don't wait. Register now at BayouHillsRun.org and bring the whole crew. The Bayou Hills Run, the official City of Pensacola Championship, a Pensacola sports event.
Will true love really conquer all?
For the first time in Ballet Pensacola's history, this lively and timeless tale of romance, chivalry, and adventure will come to life on the stage. Ballet Pensacola's Don Quixote, March 28th through 30th, and April 4th through 6th at the Center. Will true love really conquer all? Don Quixote, tickets online at balletpensacola.org and the Center box office, 400 South Jefferson Street, Pensacola.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, some drugs are being sold on Amazon and recalled. You'll know the name when you hear it. Here's Lillian Wu with more.
Thousands of bottles of Benadryl liquid elixir sold on Amazon are being recalled because of the risk of child poisoning. The problem not with the antihistamine, but the packaging, according to officials who announced the recall of the Benadryl in 100 milliliter round dark plastic bottles with pink and white labels. Child-resistant packaging is a requirement by the Poison Prevention Packaging Act for Benadryl, which contains diphenhydramine. The recall affects approximately 2,300 bottles purchased from the site from July 2020. 2023 through October 2024. Customers can request a refund from RCell, listed as the distributor. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And a measles outbreak in West Texas has now surpassed the total number of cases seen nationwide during all of last year. The latest numbers from Health and Human Services show 309 confirmed cases. The epicenter remains a rural community that has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the state, but cases have popped up in three new counties since.
Okay, healthcare giant boosting investment in U.S. manufacturing. Jenny Casola has more on the story.
Johnson & Johnson, the biotech giant, will boost spending in the U.S. by 25% over the next 4 years. The $55 billion will be for manufacturing, research and development, and technology. J&J says the boost will help speed up drug discovery and development and will create jobs. It made the announcement as it started construction on a previously announced biologics manufacturing facility in Wilson, North Carolina. That site is expected to create more than 500 jobs and will focus on medicines for people with cancer, neurological, and immune-related diseases. J&J's consumer unit was spun off 2 years ago and is named Kenvue. Chinico Sola, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Did have some minor backups on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10 and on I-10 itself if you were traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but both of those areas are seemingly decreasing. As for the weather, 61 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Both Saturday and Sunday will be sunny, mostly clear, all around beautiful days with highs in the mid to low 70s.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, on the day of the second season finale, a popular show is getting renewed for another season. Very exciting news. Monica DeLuca has more from Hollywood.
Severance fans can praise Keir. Season 3 has now officially been confirmed. Apple renewed the sci-fi mystery thriller with Tim Cook revealing the news on X, saying, Season 3 of Severance is available upon request, a reference to how some of the characters in the show speak. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller has said the plan is to not wait 3 years for the next season, like fans did between seasons 1 and 2. The news comes after Severance surpassed Ted Lasso to become the streamer's most-watched series ever. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And a follow-up here on something we touched on earlier this week. Music producer and alleged gang leader Eugene Henley Jr., also known as Big U, will remain in federal custody. He appeared in court in L.A. yesterday, one day after turning himself in. He's accused of running a criminal enterprise involving members of the Crip Street Gang. He has been ordered to stay behind bars at least until his detention hearing on March 31st.
557, News Radio 92.3, a remake of a Disney classic is coming to the big screen, and we'll check it out. Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Disney's live-action remake of Snow White is out now.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest of them all?
Famed is thy beauty, Majesty. But a lovely maiden I now behold.
I look at you, and I just want to be of them all.
The retelling of the 1937 animated classic features Rachel Zegler as the title character and Gal Gadot as the evil queen. And a new horror thriller called Locked is out now featuring Anthony Hopkins and Bill Skarsgård.
Did you just tase me?
I want you to experience the consequences of your actions.
Skarsgård plays a thief who tries to steal the wrong car. He gets immediately locked inside while Hopkins' character controls the car from a remote location. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
And Neil Young says the changing situation on the ground is the reason he's canceling a planned free show in Ukraine. He announced the concert earlier this month, following the tense February 28th White House meeting between Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and President Trump. Young called Ukraine a great country with a good leader.
Okay, here's an interesting one for you. It doesn't come as a surprise, actually, if you've been keeping up with the local, or not local, but the latest trends in national news. The mayor of Boston speaking out against the White House. Does this come as a surprise to you?
Not at all.
Not at all. Eric Sean has more from Beantown.
Boston, that city's mayor, doubling down against President Trump's illegal immigration crackdown.
No one tells Boston how to take care of our own. Not kings
and not presidents who think they are kings.
Well, Mayor Michelle Wu had strong words against President Trump and his policies, vowing to maintain her city's sanctuary status. But the White House blasted her, saying, quote, Boston's radical mayor puts violent criminal illegal aliens first. The administration citing 8 recent ICE arrests in the state, a Guatemalan alien charged with the rape of a child, a Turkish alien charged with rape, a Haitian gang member who has numerous criminal convictions.
Okay, I think I may be missing the missing the plot here, but she mentioned something about, you know, something about not listening to kings or presidents who pretend to be kings.
Overthinking this thing now.
She kind of rip off like what somebody else had already said about Trump in the past?
You know, I'm not going to say yes, and I'm not going to say no on that one.
Can't you tell my priorities are?
But I will say this: she might look over to one of her adjoining states, Maine.
Ooh.
In terms of what happened with their governor, and when they said we're going to have the transgender issue, silenced. Well, it's been silenced.
Yeah.
Maine is no longer going to be allowing males to participate in female sports.
Simple as that.
It's just simple. It's just common sense coming down. Okay, coming back in 12 minutes, we'll have more local, national, and informative news for you. Hold on.
On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.